This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 252, How to Be Charismatic in American English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. In today's episode, you'll get three ways to be charismatic in American English, and you'll get the exact phrases you need to do it. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good, Lindsay. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I am really excited today to talk about this. You know, we are starting the new year. A lot of people have goals and plans for the new year, but it's all about the way you act in the world, right?
Absolutely. Often,
yeah, that determines what kind of success we have sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that like your personality is everything, right? I mean, you can speak perfect English and you can be great. And like, I think that there's something though that, you know, we also need to focus on.
Yeah. And so what is that thing? It's charisma. Well, that's one of the things, right? Charisma is something we want to talk about today.
Absolutely.
I'm excited. It's that, you know, this is a tricky thing because it's hard to put your finger on what it actually is. But I actually brought in a definition of charisma just to make it clear.
Ooh, okay, let's hear it.
Are you ready? Here it is. Charisma is a certain quality of an individual personality by virtue of which he is set apart from ordinary men and treated as endowed with supernatural, superhuman, or at least specifically exceptional powers or qualities. These are such as are not accessible to the ordinary person, but are regarded as of divine origin or as exemplary. And on the basis of them, the individual concerned is treated as a leader.
That is quite an intense definition.
That's an intense definition. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration.
I know, it sounds like a god.
I know it does, right? But the fact is, Michelle, some people in the world just have a way of being.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah. And I think one thing that our listeners want to do is they don't just want to learn English, right? It's not just to learn the words. It's to be charismatic or to be magnetic in the world.
Ooh, I like that. Magnetic. That's a great word.
Yeah, right. So what does that mean, Michelle? Magnetic.
Okay, well, I mean, you have an actual physical magnet, you know, for your fridge or whatever. But to be magnetic means that people are attracted to you, you know? I mean, I'm not just talking about like a physical attraction, but they're attracted to your personality. They're drawn to you. They want to be around you.
And that's what charisma is too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, like we said, that definition that you put was like, it sounds like a superhero, right?
It does.
Which can be a little intimidating. So I think it's better to think of it as just being like somebody. I like that magnetic word.
Yeah, I agree. Can you think of anyone like in the world who is particularly charismatic?
Well, I think, how about Obama?
Yeah. I mean, I think Obama has been called charismatic before. Sure. And I think he is. You know, why is he charismatic to you, Michelle?
I don't know. I mean, it's just he has a, I think, what is it called? A je ne sais quoi. He has,
je ne sais quoi.
He has a certain something. You can't quite put your finger on it, but there's something about him. You know, you feel like, you know, you would want to be friends with him, you know?
Yeah. And when he walks with this air of confidence.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's all about confidence, right?
It's all about confidence. So that's interesting. You know, I'm really interested to know what charisma, you know, we know that charisma is super important or is pretty important in the U.S., but I'm interested in whether or not it's important in other countries. I mean, Michelle, you said you spent some time in the U.K., right?
Right.
Where specifically were you?
I was in London.
Okay, in London. Do you have a sense of what or how important charisma was there compared with here in the U.S.?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know what? I think that Americans are particularly charismatic people. So I mean, I loved, you know, people in London. I have some of my best friends are from London, but I would say that, you know, people are in the U.S. are almost made fun of for being like overly charismatic.
Oh, I see. Or maybe wanting to be. A lot of them are just wanting to be.
That's true. Maybe like overly energetic or overly cheerful.
Ah, that's one that we've gotten before. In a previous episode a while ago, we talked about that fact that American optimism could be annoying sometimes. Right. But that's optimism. So that's a slightly different thing. But I know what you're saying, Michelle, this sort of way of being. But let's see if we can help our listeners if they want to develop some charisma, right? Because again, it's not just about learning the grammar. That's not what we're about here at All Ears English. We're about learning how to be a certain way in the world, if we want to.
Connection, not perfection.
Exactly. And at the heart of charisma is connection, isn't it?
Very good, Lindsay. I very much agree.
You can disagree if you want.
No, but I really do agree. I mean, I think that the connection, you know, and the idea of being a magnet, things like this, I think that these things, you know, make a person charismatic.
Yeah, I think so. If charisma is used in the right way, because it can also be used in a dangerous way, right?
Yes.
Because you get a lot of power and a lot of influence. So we're not going in that direction. We want to go in the other direction, and let's talk about three characteristics of charisma and how that could be expressed by our listeners in English.
Okay, perfect.
So, Michelle, what's the first one? What does every charismatic person actually do?
Okay, well, the first one is they exude joy.
Oh, what does it mean to exude something?
Exude means to give off, like give off something in your personality, like show enthusiasm, right? Mm. Like show like a spark, a certain spark of being excited, right?
Yeah. And I think at the heart of this is finding something in the world that you are actually excited about.
Right. Because you can't fake those types of things. You know, people, I mean, you can try and be cheerful and everything, but I think after a while, people are going to be able to tell that you're not particularly cheerful about certain things. So the best thing is to find something that you actually feel joyful about.
Absolutely. People can really see through the fake enthusiasm. So make it real, right? Make it real. Yeah.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So if our listeners want to, let's say our listeners find something they're really truly joyful about, and there is something in the world that we're all joyful about, I'm sure, how could they express that in English? I mean, what are some phrases that we could use to exude joy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I would say, you know, like, oh my gosh, isn't this awesome? You listen to this, you got to hear this, or I'm so excited about this, or what else? You'll never believe this.
Yeah, you'll never believe this, right?
Right. So those are definitely ways to say you're excited. I mean, I think also even not necessarily, you know, your words per se, but the way you speak, you know? Like your intonation.
Your intonation. Yeah. So let's see if we can repeat those phrases in a way that would really, and you did it perfectly the first time, but let's do it again.
Okay.
To show how that joy comes through in your intonation.
Okay. Okay, here we go. We have, isn't this awesome?
Yeah, right. Isn't this awesome, right?
Right, like you can hear it in my voice. If I say, isn't this awesome, it's going to like...
Oh, okay. That sounds sarcastic.
Yeah, actually. Right, exactly. So then we can do, you'll never believe this, right?
Right, you'll never believe this, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Third, you could say, listen to this.
I like that, I like that.
And then finally you could say, I'm so excited about... Da, da, da,
something,
da, da.
Something. Right? Good.
I mean, yeah, and I think that, I mean, I'm always like, and oh my gosh, and you know, things like that. I mean, I think my students laugh at me sometimes because, oh, you know, I show a lot of enthusiasm, but
that's cool because you like what you do, right?
Exactly. So whenever, you know, whenever something like really comes across well, or whenever the students really like really do a good job, I'm like, good job, you know. And so I'd like to insert my own little thing of just doing a simple like a you don't have to really, but you know, anything fun, make it your own.
That's fantastic. I love it. That's excellent. And so the point, part of that is being spontaneous. That's one thing that we haven't listed today, but I think it's a big part is spontaneity, right? It's a part of charisma. But let's go on to the next one. So what is number two, Michelle? What's the second way that we know someone is charismatic?
Okay, the second way is they appear confident.
So what does that actually mean? I mean, what does it mean to appear confident or to be confident?
Mm-hmm. So they show their strength in certain abilities or knowledge or worth, and they don't, you know, they don't disparage others. They're confident in themselves. They don't need to pick on people.
Right. And there's an important difference to note here between confident and cocky.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh,
so confidence, you know, is a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. Cocky is kind of like you're overly confident and you do kind of judge others, right? If you're just confident, you have this peace within yourself that you don't need to judge others or pick on other people. But cocky is kind of like, you're overly confident and you have a problem with others.
Exactly. Totally agree. I like that explanation. And then, so if we want to show confidence in others, for example, because a big part of this part of charisma is showing confidence in others, what are some phrases that you might use to show that?
Okay. Well, you could say something like, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can handle this.
Mm-hmm. Or I can think of another one. It's like, you got this, right? You got it. You can do it.
Yes, you can do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. And then number three is that they're great storytellers. Mm-hmm. So this is huge. You know, these days I hear about this a lot in business, the importance of telling stories to pull people in.
Mm.
Yeah. So they use their voice, their inflection. They show drama and intrigue, right? So they make people actually want to stop and listen to them. I know Obama does that really well.
Oh, that's true.
And so what are some ways that people in their language are listeners for them? How can they start a story, or how can they tell a great story?
Okay, well, you could say something like if you get to a turning point, you could say, do you know what happened next? Or let's see, to start off, you can say just like, oh, let me tell you a great story, or something interesting happened to me, right?
Yeah, we're gonna have to do another episode on this, how to tell stories, right? Michelle?
Oh yeah,
because this is way too much for this one episode, but they are great storytellers. And one more way to tell that great story is to use the present tense. So for example, let me tell you what happened this weekend. So this past weekend, you know, I'm in New York, I'm sitting on the R train, and a 12-year-old kid and his brother come on the train, and they set up their music and they start breakdancing right there on the R train.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. So were you intrigued?
I was so intrigued. I want to know more, Lindsay.
So there, I use the present tense, right? So another way to be charismatic is to be a good storyteller. So guys, why don't you come on over to allearsenglish.com/252 and let us know what charisma means in your culture and whether or not it even matters. I think in the US, like we said, it's pretty important. But across cultures, I don't think so. I'm sure there are parts of the world where other things are more valued.
Yeah, that's true. But here, I think that in the U.S., we definitely put like really big emphasis on charisma, and we really love charisma.
Yeah. So one more time, Michelle, how can our listeners be more charismatic? What are the three things? Okay. Number one was?
They exude joy.
Ooh. Number two?
They appear confident.
And number three?
They are great storytellers.
Awesome. We got it. So that is it, guys. So come on over to allearsenglish.com/252 and let us know your thoughts on that. This has been a fun topic, Michelle. We're going to have to come back to this another time.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thanks, Michelle. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.